Fellowship Church devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to do today something that I have tried to, on the whole, avoid doing as much as possible. But I read this devotion yesterday, and I just think it's a very good message for all of us heading into the new year. Because New Year's is one of the few times we will sort of sit back and look at the year behind us and look ahead to the year before us and say, am I happy with where I'm at? Where do I want to go from here? And this is a devotion that encourages us to live that intentionally, not just as a new year rolls over, but every day. This is from the Desiring God devotional app, Solid Joys. This is the December 27th devotion. It's called, What is Your Aim? Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And these are from 1 Corinthians 10:31 and Colossians 3:17. And here's the devotion. When you get up in the morning and you face the day, what do you say to yourself about your hopes for the day? When you look from the beginning of the day to the end of the day, what do you want to happen because you have lived? If you say, I don't even think like that, I just get up and do what I've got to do, then you are cutting yourself off from a basic means of grace and a source of guidance and strength and fruitfulness and joy. It is crystal clear in the Bible, including these texts, that God means for us to aim consciously at something significant in our days. God's revealed will for you is that when you get up in the morning, you don't drift aimlessly through the day, letting mere circumstances alone dictate what you do, but that you aim at something, that you focus on a certain kind of purpose. I'm talking about children here, and teenagers, and adults, single, married, widowed, moms, and every trade and every profession. Aimlessness is akin to lifelessness. Dead leaves in the backyard may move around more than anything else, more than the dog, more than the children. The wind blows this way, they go this way. The wind blows that way, they go that way. They tumble, they bounce, they skip, they press against a fence, but they have no aim whatsoever. They are full of motion and empty of life. God did not create humans in his image to be aimless. Like lifeless leaves blown around in the backyard of life, he created us to be purposeful, to have a focus and an aim for all our days. What is yours today? What is yours for the new year? A good place to start is 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. God, I thank you for this devotion. It was an encouragement to me. I pray that it is an encouragement to everyone listening today. God, that you have something you want us to live for, namely for your glory, God. And when we live for your glory, we experience your power at work through us, God. We get to see you do things beyond explanation. Well, we get to walk in your purpose. And there is hope and joy and blessing in that. So give us the courage to do it. Give us the discipline to take you at your word and to follow after you and to start our days and start this new year ahead on purpose. God, that you may be glorified and that we may be blessed because you worked through us. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.